Welcome to Sleep in His Presence. This is Linda Steppenbacher, and I'm your host today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your words to us. Your words are life. I pray that as we sit in them tonight, that your presence would wash over us, that your presence and your words would wash out anything from the day that does not belong in us, that does not come from you. And I pray that instead we would be filled with your life, with your light, and with your love. We thank you that your plans for us are good, that your heart is for us, and that you are a good, good Father. And in your name we pray. Amen. I was praying for you and asking God what he wanted to say to you tonight, and I felt him say, "Tonight, my beloved, rest in my arms. Know that you are held, you are cradled by my love, and I watch over you even as you sleep. Let the tensions, cares, and worries of the day melt away as you lean fully into me. Let all the weight of the day, all the things of this world, fade as you attune to the heavenly reality of your being. You are seated, resting with authority, in heavenly places, right next to me. Can you feel the warmth of my smile upon you? The ease, the lightness of my demeanor, the pleasure I have in you, that lights up my countenance. This is true reality. Everything else that concerns you right now is temporary, but my love for you, it is eternal. It echoes far and away, forever outside of time. Never slowed, never hindered, never extinguished. You can count on my love for you. I am your one sure thing. Let this knowledge penetrate deep into your spirit, soul, and body tonight. Let it bring you supernatural rest and peace as you meditate on its truth. You are eternally held, deeply known, forever loved. There is no separation between you and me, for we are joined forever in union. More adventures await us tomorrow, but for now, my beloved, sink deep into my arms and experience the rest found in true safety and love." Here are some scriptures for you to meditate on tonight. Ephesians 2:4-6. "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." Romans 8:38-39. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Ephesians 3:14-19. "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness.